Another legislative bill already under scrutiny would have wide-ranging effects for state residents on public assistance. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Wasilla Representative Wes Keller has already filed one bill that will surely cause debate.
So what the bill does is it merely tells the Department of Health and Social Services and sets up some people in that department to have the option of doing a random or suspicion-based test on somebody that is asking for public assistance.
Keller says the measure is not aimed at punishing those on public assistance, but he says substance abuse is a contributing factor in suicides, crime, and domestic violence and child abuse.
The intent is not necessarily to remove the public assistance. It's not intended to cut down the cost or the money going out for public assistance. It's to give the department a tool to be able to deal with what is often the real underlying cause of so many tough situation.
Keller says some details of the bill have yet to be worked out. He says if one member of a family on assistance is found to be a drug abuser, it would be up to the Department of Health and Social Services to determine the next move. HSS may have the power to curtail assistance to that family, he says. Wilda Laughlin is a legislative liaison with HSS. She says the idea has been tried in other states but has faced legal challenges.
The bill also requires that the department implements the program and that we adopt testing policies and that we pay for the cost of testing and the cost of transportation to and from the testing center. So we do know that there will be a fiscal impact, but we don't know exactly what that will be until later in the process. But we are concerned about the fiscal impact.
Laughlin was not able to exactly describe the legal challenges the bill may face. She says HSS's legal analysis of the bill is not complete. Keller says the costs for the drug tests have yet to be determined. He says the bill gives HSS the go-ahead to direct drug abusers into a treatment program.
The problem we have, of course, is that when we provide public assistance, especially in the form of money, without looking into, you know, how that is being spent, it can actually, you know, increase the problem, you know, that's related to the substance abuse.
Keller says his intent is to enable HSS to assign a number to the amount of drug users on public assistance. He says the bill is valuable if it ultimately causes Alaskans to become healthy individuals. I'm Ellen Lockyer.